Amber and Tanner in the morning.
Well, we are your morning show on Froggy 92.9.
But you can listen to us any time of the day with Amber and Tanner on demand.
On any podcast platform, froggy929.com, the Froggy 92.9 app.
And every Saturday morning on the radio.
Sonoma County's number one morning show, anytime, anywhere. And right now, here's the best of Amber and Tanner.
Have you ever lied about your weight and got caught? It happened to me. You've never what? Okay, well, getting caught's the hard part.
Never gotten
right?
caught.
Never gotten caught. Here's the thing. So you and I, we were donating blood for Vitalant last week.
Yeah, right, right. We went to the blood drive.
And, you know, it was a great time. My first time donating blood, I was very excited. Before, you know, you get your blood drawn, they ask you questions.
Yep.
One of the first questions is height and weight. 6 foot. Really, I'm 5'11", 3/4". And they said, what's your weight? And I said, 190. With so much confidence. That's what it says on my license. I was like, 190. That's what I weigh. Yep. Go on for about 5 minutes. They, you know, poke my finger, you know, test my blood and everything like that. And then the guy that was asking me the questions, he pulls out a scale and goes, well, we got to jump on the scale and get your exact weight. And I went, no. I went, why are you going to do me like that? Why you got...
Yeah, they didn't do that to me.
Well, you're lucky.
I was upfront and honest about my weight. Well, and she didn't question it.
You're a better person than I.
She didn't make me get on a scale.
So I got on the scale and I said, don't look.
They have to.
I said, don't look. I'll just tell you. And then I was like, I am sorry. I am such a liar. And then I tried to make myself feel better. And I was like, probably a lot of people do this, right? And he goes, not really.
Because they're not going to tell anyone what you weigh. You know, it's important for them to know what you weigh because you were able to actually give doubles, which is pretty incredible. A lot of people aren't going to do that. And being able to give doubles, which is 2 pints of blood or 2 bags of blood, is based on your height and your weight.
Yeah.
So that's why they needed to know. And because you revealed your true weight, you were able to save not one but 2 lives.
Well, thank you for making me feel good about it. I just feel so bad about lying to it. See, being a part of Thick Boy Nation benefited me for once.
I think it benefited a lot of people that day. And I just want to say, regardless about you lying about your weight, I'm really proud of you.
Thank you.
You did such a good job. You handled giving blood very well.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
Howdy. I want to hear from you if you have a quote-unquote side hustle. Because I was thinking, we had some time off. I was sitting around, I had done everything I needed to do, and I was like, I kind of want to learn to make candles.
Ooh. What made you want to learn candles? Did you have like a candle in your apartment going?
Yeah, well, I, for some reason, have a passion for candles, but a lot of the candles you buy nowadays are just full of chemicals and gross stuff in them.
Yeah.
And they're bad for you. They're bad for your pets. You know, they're bad for your kids. They're bad for your body. So I was like, maybe I could start making candles that are made with some like organic ingredients that smell good. And I have like this whole idea for like a candle making business on the side.
What kind of scents would you have? Would they be like natural ones?
All kinds. I mean, my favorite scent is lavender. I'd definitely incorporate some of that in there. A sage, rosemary. I mean, you name it, I'm there.
Yeah.
And I would like, you know, repurpose a lot of things as well, make it earth friendly. But I was like, man, sometimes side hustles are just too much. Like, they take you away from your real job.
Like,
so
sometimes a side hustle will turn into what would be called like a full hustle. Next thing you know, you're hustling just about candles. But
I know.
I mean, it just depends how far you want to go with it. If you want to make some candles and sell them on the internet, I think you definitely could. I think that'd be fun.
Okay. I don't want to get too overwhelmed with it, but, you know, I might try to make the candles first and see if I'm good at it.
you launch this whole store and everything, and your candles, you're like, this
They're
does
terrible.
Not smell like lavender
Looks
at all.
Like a kid made it. Well, I asked about side hustles on our Facebook page, facebook.com/AmberandTanner in the morning. I wanted to know, do you have one? What is it? And do you have any advice for me?
Jamie from Napa says, I do crafts. I keep it small, but I make it successful. Napa Moms Crafts on Instagram.
Wow, okay.
That's cool.
Yeah, so
I
it's
dig
good
it.
It's good to know that you could make it successful if you wanted to, but you're keeping it small, kind of what I'm going for. But Lisa from Georgia says, My side hustle was babysitting. It turned into a business, then I sold the business and started a career as a child development specialist. Worked out great for me.
And Dominic from Middletown says, my side hustle to firefighting and the off-season is yard maintenance and light tree service. It works.
Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
The holidays are here. We are feeling merry in the studio. Ooh. Amber, you are like the unofficial queen of Christmas movies.
I don't know about that.
I would say so.
I mean, I've seen a few.
I feel like you know every single Christmas movie.
Where do you get this from?
I don't know.
I'll
just
take it.
Talking, hanging out with you.
All right, go ahead.
What I was going to say was, so let's put you up to the challenge. I'm going to name a Christmas movie quote, and let's see if you can identify the movie.
Okay. I don't know about this.
Here is quote number one from a Christmas movie. Save the neck for me, Clark.
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
That is correct.
Woo.
And if you get all 5 out of 5, I'll get you an eggnog latte or an ornament of your choice.
Ooh, either or, huh?
Either or. And here's number two. Keep the change, you filthy animal.
That is Home Alone.
That is correct. Here is number three. Yippee-ki-yay.
Die Hard.
That is correct. I can't say the rest of that quote for FCC reasons.
Good. Okay. I'm glad you did it.
Again, we're saying Christmas quotes, and because Amber is the Christmas movie queen of Sonoma County, we're seeing she gets all 5 out of 5. Here's number four. You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
That is A Christmas Story.
That is correct. And it all comes down to this, the final one. Ooh, I planned out our whole day. First, we'll make snow angels for 2 hours. Then we'll go ice skating. Then we'll eat a whole roll of Toll House cookie dough as fast as we can. And then we'll snuggle.
That's Elf.
Perfect 5 out of 5. You are the champion. So here's a question. Ornament or latte from Starbucks?
Latte, duh.
All right.
Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
I asked you on Facebook this weekend, where in Sonoma County can you cut down your own Christmas or holiday tree? And here's what you said at facebook.com/AmberandTannerInTheMorning.
Nancy from Santa Rosa said the Grayton Fire Department Tree Farm.
Ashley from Cotati says Reindeer Ridge or Frosty Mountain in Sebastopol.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And Megan from Petaluma, she commented and said Little Hills in Petaluma's great, made us feel a small sense of normalcy.
Well, I actually ended up taking Ashley's advice, and I went to Frosty Mountain Tree Farm in Sebastopol because I went to their website and I saw that they allowed pets, and of course I wanted to take my dog.
You got to bring Remy.
He goes everywhere.
Absolutely.
With me. He's my kid. Let me tell you, Frosty Mountain Tree Farm has the best views I've ever seen, like, in a really long time, and I've never been to a tree farm where you're just, like, overlooking, like, a beautiful mountain range. And
did you have, like
there's hills everywhere in the distance.
Did you have a cool moment where you're just, like, looking out and you're like, yeah,
dude,
I love California.
I felt like the main character in a movie.
That's awesome.
I felt great. And, you know, everyone there was super kind. And, of course, they love my dog, Remy. They were like, as soon as we pulled up, they were like, we love pets here. And I was like, yay, I love this place. And it was definitely, like, one of Amber's adventures, because you like take a cart and you like go down into this like massive tree farm and you get to like saw down your own tree.
How was sawing it down? Because typically what I've heard was sawing it down, the blades are a little bit dull for good reason.
Well, Frosty Mountain Tree Farm did a pretty good job with
awesome.
Their blades, I think. And they were, Cole and I were trying to saw this tree down and we didn't know there was like two like stumps or something connected to this one tree.
Okay.
So our tree ended up being a little shorter than we expected. But it's really cute. You saw my tree, right?
I saw your tree. It looks so fun.
It's adorable. Well, we'll post a picture of it at Amber and Tanner in the Morning. But I just want to say thank you to everyone who recommended tree farms here in Sonoma County.
It's Amber and Tanner.
On demand.
The best of the week, right now on Froggy 92.9.
Have you ever had a friend or relative misinterpret something you did on social media? Amber and I, we use an app called Venmo. And Venmo, it's basically like, it's a way for us to connect our bank accounts and send money to people.
Yeah.
And it has a social media component where it takes all your Facebook friends and you can actually see like what your Facebook friends are sending each other and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool resource.
I love it. Again, it's called Venmo. And Amber and I use this like almost every day.
Yeah.
You know, we'll go to the gas station to get a cup of coffee or we'll go get something to eat. And it's really a good resource. But you have to write a caption every single time you you send each other money. And I made a Rite Aid trip last week, and you said, can you get me, you know, whatever? And I said, yeah, no problem. And when you sent me the Venmo request, your caption was drugs.
Drugs, yeah.
With a Z. Very specific. And I got a call from a very concerned relative. She calls me, and I just really out of the blue, and she goes, are you selling drugs? Tanner,
really?
Be honest with me. Are you and Amber selling drugs?
I was like, yeah, that's actually what we do. We're not actually on the radio.
Yeah.
We sell drugs.
I was like, no, I am not selling drugs.
That, I thought it would be pretty funny to do it.
Yeah. And it's hilarious. And my aunt just didn't understand. She was like, you and Amber have a lot going for you, and I'm just really concerned you're going down the wrong path.
Well, we are. You went to Rite Aid and you bought me drugs.
I know. Crazy, right? And so I just thought that was funny. And it was kind of an awkward phone call. And she went, oh, just be more careful with your captions.
Tell me what to do, Tanner's aunt.
Yeah, thanks for the advice.
No, I think it's really funny, and I've had relatives misinterpret things that have happened on Facebook all the time. Like, I changed my profile picture once to me and my friend instead of me and Cole. My grandma was like, you don't care about Cole anymore. I was like, we're getting married. What?
You're like, you're invited to the reception. That's hilarious.
On the radio and in your pocket. Download Amber and Tanner on demand right now on your favorite podcast app. Amber and Tanner, Sonoma County's number one morning show. Only on Froggy 92.9.
Since I'm dragging my feet on my wedding planning, I assume the first step is finding a wedding venue, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because then I can pick a date. And the most common question I get these days are, when is the wedding?
And you have no idea because you haven't even selected a venue.
No, that's why I need your help. I can Google reviews, but experience is always a plus.
Yeah, and we asked you this on Facebook, facebook.com/froggy929.
What are some great wedding venues in Sonoma County? Here's what you said. Jackie from Pengrove said, St. Francis Winery is stunning, as well as Kunde Family Winery, Chalk Hill.
And Chelsea from Santa Rosa said, I got married at Crane Melon Barn. So pretty.
Then Ann from Roanoke Park says Paradise Ridge Winery.
Wow.
I'm going to have to Google a lot of these places because, again, I'm not familiar with the area. I do want great views, something that is relatively within my budget, which I need to figure out as well.
Right.
And I don't know what I'm doing.
Sonoma County is such a great place to get married to. I could imagine if I were in your shoes, it would be difficult to pick one.
Yeah. You know, I did a Google search and I looked for some places and I was like, I just don't know. I just don't know about anything.
Right.
So yeah, these are great suggestions.
Amber and Tanner. Every Saturday morning starting at 6 a.m. Want even more? Listen on your favorite podcast platform now, including the Froggy 92.9 app.
I'm getting married at some point, I guess. But again, as you've probably heard, I'm from Georgia. Tanner is from Washington State. So neither of us really know anything about wedding venues here in Sonoma County.
And we know that they're like legendary.
Yeah.
People come from all across the globe to get married here. But Amber, you know, you got that ring on your finger.
Yeah, my fiance did a pretty good job on this, so I guess it's up to me now to decide where we get married. We would love to hear from you. I need some ideas about some wedding venues here in Sonoma County.
So give us a call right now, 636-1-HOP.
John in Santa Rosa. Hey, me and my wife, we got married at, I'm trying to remember the first word of the venue, but it's the Crate Barn on Petaluma Hill Road.
Okay.
And it's a beautiful venue. They have a big vineyard out behind that they'll take you on tours for all your pictures. They have a beautiful barn for your DJ with a bar. Beautiful place.
Okay, Crane Melon Barn, I believe, right?
Thank you. Yes, Crane Melon. Beautiful place.
It's Jeff from Roanoke Park. Morning, Tanner. Again, good morning, Amber. Amber, your venues.
Yeah.
Sova Gardens is one if you go to go, you know, full boat.
Okay.
And go crazy. That's where my daughter got married. And then there's another one called The Bridal Path.
Okay.
You should check both of those out. I used to own a limo company, so I did lots of weddings.
Right.
And so The Bridal Path, I think, is going to be a really nice venue for a nice wedding that's more more affordable. And if you want to go low rent, my other daughter got married on the beach.
Oh,
and all
yeah.
you have to do is go out onto the beach early. And I just went out at 5 o'clock in the morning and made a big spot for us with chairs.
This is Amber and Tanner on demand. Miss something from the show this week? Catch up on Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. or on the new Froggy 92.9 app.
Is road rage ever okay? I'm not going to lie. I embarrassed myself on Wednesday.
Yeah.
So bad.
Yeah, you did.
We were on our way to Windsor to decorate our tree for the Christmas tree grove, for the Charlie Brown Christmas tree grove. And we were on Mendocino going on the 101 in Santa Rosa. And the semi-truck pulled out right in front of me. And from my perspective, it looked like the semi-truck was about to take out my entire car.
Oh, yeah, he was. He wasn't looking.
It was messed up.
He could have hit us.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Slammed on my brakes. I honked. And we went up to a stoplight. And I'm not kidding. I'm not just saying this. I have never done this in my entire life. Rolled down my window. And I had a few choice words. I said, "You realize you almost just hit me, right? Like, you realize that, you idiot. You almost just hit my entire car and hurt all these people." And he just responded, "Okay."
I know.
And that's all he said. And
what did you want him to say?
I have no idea.
What was your plan?
I had no plan.
You think he was going to, like, throw money at you or something?
That would have been nice. My plan was to look like a big idiot, apparently, because that's how I felt all day. And I just wanted to say sorry to you. Like, that was super. Like, I had to, like, reach around you to say this because he was on the passenger side. And I'm so embarrassed.
I was like, "What are you doing?"
And you said something that just stuck with me for the rest of the day, and I've been playing this quote over and over again in my head. You said, "I've never actually seen someone do that before."
I said, "I've never seen anybody do that before. Like, roll down the window and, like..." It's like, "What? You hit me. You almost hit me." I was like, "What is happening?"
Did I sound authoritative or did I sound like a big baby? You can be honest.
You did not sound authoritative. Sounded like yourself. Yeah. Like a normal
hey, man, why'd you do that?
Could he hit us? Well, he could have. And yeah. But, like, the thing is, he did just say okay. And it's like, what's going to happen after you say something to someone?
I know.
Like, it made you feel bad, right?
They say road rage will never make you feel better, and I've heard that, and I've never had it before, or I guess a road fit in my shoes, and it doesn't. And so I will never do that again.
I'll never forget it.
Amber and Tanner
on demand
every Saturday morning starting at 6 a.m. Want even more?
Yes.
Listen on your favorite podcast platform now.
Woo-hoo!
Including the Froggy 92.9 app.
Are you not supposed to play fetch with your dog at the dog park? I saw this on the Nextdoor app. Someone saying, "I notice people love to bring their dogs to play fetch at the dog park, which always puzzles me. But I always play fetch with my dog at the dog park. It doesn't seem to be a problem."
Breaking the law. Just kidding.
I'm really confused. What are you supposed to do at the dog park?
We want to hear from you right now because we love your input. 636-1-HOP.
Hi, this is Nick from Hillsburg. I think it's perfectly fine to run your dog at the dog park or at the park. As long as you're showing control of your dog and you're just playing fetch, I think it's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think some of it's, like, situational, right? Like, if there's, like, 15 dogs in the dog park, maybe.
Yeah,
like,
I could see that for sure. If it's overcrowded and there's a lot of kids around, maybe some people get a little, you know, skeptical about it. But
okay. I mean, do you think a lot of people bring their dogs to the dog park just to socialize with other dogs, and then maybe that's why people get a little upset?
Absolutely. Yeah, to get your dog out, and just like people, you got to socialize a little bit and get a little training in there and have some fun.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm thinking maybe that's why people get upset that you're playing fetch with your dog, because they bring their dog there just to socialize and not play fetch.
To sniff around.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, I could see that too.
Maybe.
For sure.
But, like, at the same time, that's like, you know, they don't get to control what other people do at the dog park,
that's
I suppose.
True.
It's kind of the same.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, maybe they bring their dog there and they just want to have it walk around or whatnot and not play fetch. And then their dog gets all antsy because your dog's having fun and playing fetch, and then could turn into something else, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. These are valid points.
It's kind of like when you go to a party and, like, it seems like maybe someone wants to sit on a couch and talk the whole time. You want to party. You want to have fun. You want to run around.
Right?
Exactly.
The best of Amber and Tanner in the morning right now. It's Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
If you had a superpower, what would it be? We asked you this on Facebook, facebook.com/froggy929.
Shelby from Bodega said, to read minds, I'd love to know why my toddler is being crazy 24/7.
Hannah from Forestville says, I'd love to be able to fly. That way I don't need a car or ever need to go to the airport.
Ooh.
Saving money.
Love that. Garrett from Petaluma says, to be immune from the coronavirus. Wow.
That's a
good one.
I
don't know why I didn't think of that one.
On last Wednesday, we donated blood for Vitalant's blood drive, and they recommended that we ate French fries afterwards, right?
Well, they told me I should eat French fries before so they'd actually be able to find a vein.
That's right.
Then it made me crave French fries. So I was like, can you take me to get French fries?
And we were in Coffee Park, and I don't know Coffee Park very well. I live in Bennett Valley. I'm not over in that neck of the woods often.
Yeah, the Piner Olivet School District was right there.
And we were at a stoplight, and I just, like, I felt something, you know? I said, I don't know. They might be over here. Took a left. Boom. The Golden Arches
were
there.
I live over there, and I was so shocked. I was like, wait, do you know where you're going? Because there's literally a McDonald's right there. And you were like, I didn't.
I had no idea where I was going. And, you know how Spider-Man has spider senses? Well,
yeah.
I have French fry senses. And I have
just fast food senses.
I really do. And I have discovered my superpower. It took me 24 years, but I'm glad I am here as French Fry Man.
You know, I think I have a superpower too.
What is it?
I think I know when people's vibes are off.
Their vibes are off?
Yeah,
like when they're not like their full self.
If they're not at 100%. And I knew you weren't at 100% that day. That's why I was like, let's go get French fries. Because you had just donated two bags of blood.
And I needed those French fries badly.
Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
Christmas, the holidays, it's all here. And with that comes the Charlie Brown Christmas Tree Grove in Windsor. If you don't know what it is, it's an annual holiday event located on the Windsor Town Green. And it's the premier central gathering place for visitors, Windsor residents. There's trees. You get to decorate them. And we decorated ours yesterday.
Yeah, it's so exciting. Make sure to go there and check it out. Because we have our very own tree that we decorated. And I'm pretty proud of our tree this year. It looks great. It looks great. I'm very excited about it.
We bought more lights this year than we did last year. Yeah. So hopefully it's going to have a come up moment. But what are we doing on this tree? Because we're going to continue to decorate it.
What we're doing with this tree is we are asking you to submit medical workers in your life here in Sonoma County because they are dealing with the front lines of the COVID-19 pandemic. And, you know, if we can honor them in any way, we're taking your submissions on our website, froggy929.com. Their name, their occupation, and if you're comfortable sharing where they work, we love that too.
Yes, we definitely want to honor everyone that's been working hard. We know it hasn't been easy, and I hope, like, walking up to this tree at the Windsor Town Green and seeing your name or someone you know gives you just a sense of happiness.
The names have been transformed into ornaments.
Yes!
Yeah,
it's
and they're
great.
Little masks.
Yeah, this was Tanner's idea. It's such a fantastic idea, by the way. But we did get a really great submission, just an example of kind of what we're doing.
Chelsea said this about Jennifer, who's a phlebotomist manager at Santa Rosa Memorial.
She said, Jen is amazing. She's the mother of four, an awesome wife, and an even more amazing friend. She is so dedicated to her job and always makes sure she knows, you know, shows up and is there when she's needed.
She continued to say she has a team who counts on her, and she's one of the best phlebotomists I know. She works night shifts so she can do school during the day with her kids and then go to work while the kids are asleep. She never misses any of their baseball activities, even after working sometimes a 12-hour shift. Wow.
Jeez, that's amazing. I mean, not only are you fighting the pandemic, but Jennifer's tackling distance learning and baseball.
Just a superstar of a person.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
So if you know someone like Jennifer and you want to submit them, head on over to froggy929.com.
Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
Have you ever had a package come to your house and whatever was inside was completely destroyed? We would love to hear from you.
Give us a call at 636-1-HOP. Hello!
Hey, it's Tom from Petaluma. I had ordered a frame for my wife. She got this picture done of our family. When we got it finally delivered, she spent like a few hundred dollars on it because it was a custom-made deal. And the thing was just destroyed when it got to our door. Like, not just like dropped it and shattered. Like, the pieces of the frame were all over the box. The box was ripped up. Like, somebody went to town on this box.
Must have, like, been angry that day, took a baseball bat.
Sometimes, I swear they, like, throw your stuff around on purpose in the back of those, you know, delivery vehicles.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
And I bring this up because specifically my roommate had one of her Christmas presents delivered yesterday. And there was a little box that was on my doorstep. And the box itself looked like an accordion. And I thought, well, that's not good. That's not a good sign. And so brought it inside and I picked it up and it sounded like marbles were inside.
Oh.
And I thought, well, I hope they're marbles. It was a snow globe. It was completely disintegrated. It wasn't even just like a little bit broken. It was so broken that it almost turned to dust.
How?
I have no idea. Maybe, you know, the delivery people used it as a volleyball ball or something before. I have no idea. I've never seen something like that before.
Yeah. Well, okay. So was it surrounded by, you know, styrofoam and all that kind of good stuff?
Yeah, it had styrofoam and it seemed like everything was put in motion for what it needed to be.
Yeah.
But I knew something was wrong when the box itself was like completely messed up.
Yeah. Okay. I saw a picture of it. I know that like delivery drivers are working overtime right now.
Absolutely.
And like things are really tough, but I'm so curious as to what might have happened because it seems like it was packaged well.
Yeah.
Huh.
Have you ever had something delivered to your home and it was completely destroyed when you got it?
Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
And we need your opinions about this. So give us a call at 636-1-HOP. But I have realized for the past 2 years, I've bought everything for our apartment. For 2 years.
Everything?
I'm talking groceries, laundry detergent, soap, toilet paper, literally everything.
Wow.
And
that's a lot of money.
For no reason at all. I calculated how much money I'm spending on this every month, and I need help. I brought this up to my fiance because I do need help, and he said, I didn't know we were keeping score.
Oh, come on, Cole.
So because of that, I stopped buying things for the apartment.
Ooh.
I let us run out of toothpaste.
Ooh.
And I have not bought groceries, especially for him. I've been surviving off of what we have in the apartment.
Yeah.
But he's like, where's my bag salad? Where's my Gatorade? Where's this?
Well, go to the store and go get it then.
So let us run out of toothpaste. He comes home last night. He had gone to Walgreens. It's the first thing he pulls out of the bag. And he was like, we ran out of toothpaste. And he shows it to me. And it was just like slow clap.
I'm surprised you didn't say I thought we weren't keeping score.
I was like, congratulations. You bought something for the apartment.
I have been on both sides of this. I pay for all the streaming in our household. And, you know, my password was shared through quite a few people. And then I was logged out of my own. And that was a conversation. But I've also been in the spot where sometimes you just don't realize how much someone else in your household is doing for you. So do you think maybe if you, like, set a list of, like, you're in charge of this and I'm in charge of this, do you think that would help?
I don't know because I've tried to talk to him about it.
Yeah.
And he said some smart stuff like that back to me. Ugh. So I'm like, I'm going to show you by example, like how much I do for this apartment and this family. And if you're not going to help out, then I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah. I think what you're doing is the right thing.
Is
almost
it?
Like letting
know.
Him rise to the occasion and do it. I think there's a lot of merit to that.
It's Amber and Tanner. The best of the week, right now on Froggy 92.9.
We are feeling the holiday spirit here in our studio because today is Make a Gift Day. So we want to know right now, what is the best homemade holiday gift you have ever received?
On the line right now, we have Emily from Healdsburg. What do you think, Emily?
Well, one time I received a handmade puzzle of a picture of a group of friends and I. One of our friends was very crafty. That was super, super sweet. Like when you put it together, there was like a message on the back and there was a picture. extra on the front. It was just a very thoughtful gift.
It's Pete from Petaluma. Actually, I think my girlfriend in high school, she needed me a scarf, so I guess that would be a homemade Christmas gift, yeah.
That's cool. Do you still have it, Pete?
No. Actually, I held on to it for a long time, to tell you the truth. I didn't dispose of it because we were broke up, but things just disappear.
Yeah. The craftsmanship of that scarf was pretty excellent, huh, if you kept it?
I don't know if I'd go that far. I don't really know if I'd all that.
Homemade gifts are so special. The most special one I ever received, my mom made me a blanket when I was like 7 years old. It was red and it had frogs all over it. And she gave me it for Christmas 1 year. And I don't use it every day or anything, but I definitely appreciate it.
Don't lie. You cuddle up with it every single day. And you're like, I miss my mommy.
I'm like, these frogs remind me of my childhood memories.
I think the greatest gifts are homemade ones.
Absolutely.
And my fiance's mom actually always gives us like a painting or some sort of art project she's made every year. And our entire apartment is made up of things his mom has painted or made.
And she makes really cool stuff.
It's really great.
First time I came to your place, I was like, where'd you get that?
Cole's mom made it. It's great.
On the radio and in your pocket. Download Amber and Tanner on demand right now on your favorite podcast app. Amber and Tanner, Sonoma County's number one morning show, only on Froggy 92.9.
We got a message from a friend of the show. She said, "Dear Amber and Tanner, I need to purchase my 24-year-old niece a Christmas gift, but I'm so out of touch with what someone her age would want this year for Christmas."
She continued to say, "I was wondering if you could help me out or ask your listeners what they think I should purchase for her. No price limit, but something reasonable. Sincerely, Donna from Petaluma."
Well, we did reach out on Facebook. That's facebook.com/AmberandTanner in the morning. And Crystal from Sebastopol suggested some new perfume for your niece, Donna.
And Danielle from Santa Rosa said, "If she lives on her own, a gift basket of all little necessities she probably can't afford, like new towels, cookware.
A little care basket.
I like that.
That's a good one.
And especially, she's 24 years old. Oh, yeah, she would appreciate that."
And then Carrie from Roanoke Park says, "Froggy merch." Oh, wait, that's what I want. But in all seriousness, she says, "Gift card to her favorite local restaurant or shop."
Wow, that's a really good idea.
Yeah, I love that.
Especially that Froggy merch, froggy929.com.
Well, we're also here to help you with all your gift-giving needs with Amber and Tanner in the Morning's list of favorite things.
These are a few of my favorite things.
What are you thinking for a 24-year-old, and this is coming from an aunt?
Yes, so what you got?
What you got
for Donna from Petaluma?
The thing I got is I'm thinking like an experience, right? Like something like a concert or like a mini vacation in 2020 or 2021. Something to look forward to, something to put on the calendar.
Hmm.
I'm thinking I'm going towards concert.
Maybe.
Maybe country summer? I don't know. That'd be cool.
Yeah, that would be cool,
yeah,
wouldn't it?
It would.
All right, I'm thinking loungewear. That's very in right now, especially for the age group. And a lot of people are staying at home, and they're not wearing, like, real clothes. They want to be comfy.
Yeah.
So I found a great deal via American Eagle, actually. It looks like they're called the Offline OTT Fleece Jogger and Hoodie.
Mm.
And it's on sale right now for $29. I might buy myself a pair. We'll put up a link. I mean, it looks super comfortable, and I think that's like such a cool, simple gift to get for a 24-year-old right now.
Absolutely.
Amber and Tanner on demand. Every Saturday morning starting at 6 a.m. Want even more? Listen on your favorite podcast platform now, including the Froggy 92.9 app.
Where's the strangest place you have ever found your TV remote? I was looking for mine everywhere yesterday, and I was going crazy because of it. And I went to the bathroom and found my TV remote behind my toilet.
Oh, behind the toilet?
Like, behind it.
I pictured it in the toilet. I was like, maybe you put it in the back of your pants, and then just
boom.
It fell in.
No, it was, like, behind the toilet. Not, like, on top of it. Like, behind, like, where it's really hard to clean.
Okay, how did it get back there?
I have no idea. I have no idea. I have two theories.
All right,
one could be one of my cats. Another one is maybe I started sleepwalking and I don't know about it.
You know, sometimes I've had my remote in my hand and I thought it was my phone. Mm-hmm. And maybe took it to the bathroom or something like that.
Yeah.
That could have been it. Maybe you set it down on the back of the toilet, forgot about
it. Slipped later or something.
Yeah, there's so many. I mean, it's really unorthodox for your remote to be there. It's
I know, right? Have you ever put your remote and found it in a weird place?
I have found my remote in my dryer. I mean, I had it with my sheets in my bed.
Okay. Yeah.
And tousled up the sheets, threw it in the washing machine, and then didn't see it in the washing machine, and then put it in the dryer.
Did it still work afterwards?
No.
Oh, dang. That's happened to me so many times with so many different things. We asked you this on Facebook. Where's the weirdest place you've ever found your TV remote? Facebook.com/froggy929.
Patricia from Santa Rosa says, my son's car seat. He's 4, and he's so afraid of his sister taking off with the remote. He takes it everywhere, then gets distracted and forgets where he put it.
Cool. This one's nuts from Kevin from Santa Rosa. It says, backyard planter box 6 feet deep in soil.
I think your dog. Kevin, do you have a dog? Maybe
yeah.
He thought it was a bone.
Digging around.
Michelle from Healdsburg says, in my husband's back pocket while at a tire shop.
You've been listening to Amber and Tanner on demand. Hit next episode to hear even more now. Join in live every weekday morning from 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. as Amber and Tanner take your phone calls on Froggy 92.9 on the radio.